My love, it's not you who would shirk a little trouble.
If he comes here, I shall go, said Mrs. Strover violently. I don't recognize you. You are so good and kind. Oh, for goodness sake, let me be. You drive me to distraction. Then at last the tears came. She sank into a chair and buried her face in her hands. Her shoulders shook convulsively. In a moment Dirk was on his knees beside her, with his arms around her, kissing her, calling her all sorts of pet names, and the facile tears ran down his own cheeks. Presently she released herself and dried her tears. "Leave me alone," she said, not unkindly, and then to me, trying to smile, "What must you think of me?" Strover, looking at her with perplexity, hesitated. His forehead was all puckered, and his red mouth set in a pout. He reminded me oddly of an agitated guinea pig. "Then it's no, darling," he said at last. She gave a gesture of lassitude. She was exhausted. "The studio is yours. Everything belongs to you. If you want to bring him here, how can I prevent you?" A sudden smile flashed across his round face. "Then you consent? I knew you would. Oh, my precious." Suddenly she pulled herself together. She looked at him with haggard eyes. She clasped her hands over her heart as though its beating were intolerable.